two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Back in the Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. It is Matt Biamonte and Mitch Harper joining you here May 8th. Man, it's been a fun couple weeks with the NFL draft taking place. And what's been really cool, Mitch, as a few teams have started their mini camps right now, Raiders being one of them. So we'll get a chance to see Matt Bushman working out with the Raiders. And then another team doing their mini camp this weekend, the New York Jets, which a lot of interest from BYU fans, a lot of interest across the NFL, as Zach Wilson was just that Cinderella story on nobody's draft board before the 2020 season begins and then shoots up to number two. And now we're getting our first look at Zach Wilson. And let's just start with this, Mitch. Just initial thoughts of seeing Zach in green, which was a little weird, and wearing a different number.
I think that it feels like it's a perfect fit, honestly. I do. You see all these Jets fans coming out and saying that all the positivity and how it feels different. Hearing guys like Rich Eisen, who's been a long, diehard, suffering Jets fan, he's like, it feels different with Robert Saleh and Zach Wilson and Joe Douglas. It really does. It just feels like, man, if it's going to ever work for a Jets QB, it's going to be Zach Wilson. I did like the number two, though. It caught me off guard. There was a little bit of a leak on Instagram. Zach Wilson's mom posted a picture of the number two jersey a day after the draft, and people were like, is Zach going to number two? And, well, this was Zach on the jersey number that he wore at minicamp.
You know, mixing it up, you know, doing something new. I like any single-digit numbers, and I think it's kind of cool that I was the second pick. I think that's kind of a cool reason to be able to switch it up. You know, there wasn't really too much – you know, thought behind it, but I just think it's a cool number.
I like the number two as well. I'm a big fan of the number two. It used to be my number back in the day, Matt, and growing up as a kid in any basketball or baseball league as a kid, I always loved wearing the number two. I don't know why. It just kind of was my thing because I always thought, I'm going to prove him wrong like Zach Wilson. I'm going to prove him wrong. I'm the second-rate guy. I'm going to prove him wrong. I like it. I think it looks good. The font is better than that number one, so the swag element is still there for Zach Wilson with the single digit.
Speaking of prove him wrong, I think that's been retired. Prove him wrong. The wristband is done. There's nothing else to prove. You were number two, and you got a little glimpse of that wristband on his right wrist. All gas, no brakes. Something you've heard from the Jets organization. I thought that was kind of unique. And one thing I think Zach has shown, and we heard this throughout interviews, is that he's going to compete. He wants to earn that job. That's just going to be music to Jets fans' ears that he's coming in and saying, it's not my franchise yet. I still got to earn that job. And here is Zach Wilson talking about how he needs to get better and earn that starting quarterback job for the New York Jets.
Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties there with that clip. Apparently, it's not playing there. So,
dang it. I wanted to hear that.
My apologies on that there, Matt. My apologies on that one. Producer Dallin's in New Orleans.
Hey, here, we can recap what he said for the listeners. Yes. He said, and the reason I say I think it's music to Jets fans' ears, is he says, I got to earn the job.
Right.
Like, just because I'm number two and I'm here, like, doesn't mean the keys to the kingdom are being given to me. That's just got to be so refreshing to hear someone like Zach, who has every right to say, I'm the number two pick. It's no surprise that the organization is investing in me. I got, you know, he's just like, look, I'm here to work. I love football. Like, there was another point where someone asked a question, and I think it was a legitimate question, Mitch. He was wearing a ring on his left pointer finger, which is not a usual place to wear a ring, especially on the gridiron. He was asked about it. I love his answer. I love his answer. He's like, because he's not married, and someone asks, hey, you're not married, why are you wearing a ring? And he's like, I'm married to the game. Just a, that is a great quote. I'm married to the game.
Yeah.
So
it,
good.
It is a good quote, and it does highlight, I think, Zach Wilson's love for the game of football, because I don't think it's just, you know, putting it out there to put on a front or anything. I think it's genuine love for the game. Because I think back to guys like a Josh Rosen, who's just bounced around the league, and he might even be out of the league at this point. But I remember there was concerns of him coming in like a rich kid. Does he really love football? He ends up being the number 10 pick, and now he's just been pretty much a bust because no franchise has been willing to want to buy into him. And I don't think he really had a love for the game of football. Whereas Zach Wilson, like, the guy was watching all of BYU's spring practices, like, from 2021. He's not going to be involved with BYU football this year, but he was watching and breaking down and giving feedback to Aaron Roderick and Kalani Sitake on what BYU was doing offensively in spring practices. The guy just loves football. He wants to study. He wants to just analyze it, and I think that's just a great attribute. And Jets head coach Robert Saleh, who, like Zach, a new face in New York, he shared his thoughts on Wilson's love for the game of football.
You know, he's a young man that's really – he loves football. You guys hear me and Joe obviously talk about it. We want guys who absolutely love football, and he's a guy who loves football. And when you love football, and I'm just not just talking about Zach, but the entire free agency class, the entire draft class, these guys really love football. So when you have a love for football, you're going to do everything you can to help yourself not only get better at it, but you're going to do everything you can to protect it.
Yeah, that's such a big thing, Matt. I mean, I feel like you and I are guys in this profession where we're passionate about it. Like, we're here because of a passion that we have. If you chase your passions, the money will eventually follow. And I think that's definitely been the case for Zach Wilson.
Yeah, there's a tremendous power in doing something for the love and not for the money. I think that's something that we don't all have the luxury of doing, because unfortunately we live in a society where you have to have money to live.
Yeah.
But when you can marry the two, where your passion becomes that, because I really believe this, if Zach were paid, I don't know, $50,000 to play this year, you wouldn't hear a peep about it. He'd be overjoyed to just play football. And that goes a long way. It's way too early to say whether this is going to be a success or not, but I like what you said. If anyone is going to work in the Jets, this is the scenario: a new coaching staff, they've invested in Zach. Zach has the right elements, a work ethic, humility, all those things you need to be successful. This is that opportunity for a Jets quarterback to be successful. And just a great first look for Zach in the Jets organization this weekend at minicamp.
We'll get a report from Jets minicamp coming up at 1:05. But next, we've got former BYU big man Matt Harms joining the program to kind of say farewell to Cougar Nation and look ahead to his professional career. This is Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at KSLPodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.